Hello, I'm Dr. Mitchell Levy, co-chair of the Surviving Sepsis Campaign Management Guidelines Committee. I'm pleased to be speaking with you today as part of the CDC Expert Video Commentary Series on Medscape. Today, I'm going to be talking to you about translating research to the bedside for the management of sepsis. In February 2013, the third edition of the Surviving Sepsis Campaign International Guidelines for Management of Severe Sepsis and Septic Shock was published. Also updated in this edition of the guidelines are the Surviving Sepsis Campaign bundles to facilitate adoption of the clinical recommendations detailed in the guidelines. A bundle is a selected set of elements of care distilled from evidence-based practice guidelines that, when implemented as a group, have an effect on outcomes beyond implementing the individual elements alone. Using bundles simplifies the complex processes of the care of patients with severe sepsis. Bundles are an important part of the sepsis management guideline because diffusion of knowledge from bench to bedside tends to be very, very slow. In fact, studies have shown that the perception versus practice gap is significant. Evidence-based bundles can lead to improved outcomes. To test the bundles, Surviving Sepsis Campaign partnered with the Institute for Healthcare Improvement, or IHI. Together, we conducted a global, multi-center, seven-year trial from 2005 to 2012 with multiple hospital networks to look at mortality outcomes when the bundles were implemented. The results of the seven-year analysis of 30,000 patients showed a statistically significant 27% reduction in mortality. We also observed an association with high compliance in sites, having even larger reductions in mortality, ranging from a 36% reduction in high compliance sites with at least 3 years of data to a 39% reduction in mortality in those same sites with at least 48 months of data. The Surviving Sepsis Campaign bundles currently include a set of clinical practices to be completed within 3 hours and within 6 hours. In the first 3 hours of having a patient with suspected sepsis, clinicians should, 1, measure lactate level, 2, obtain blood cultures, 3, administer broad-spectrum antibiotics, and 4, administer 30 cc's per kilogram of crystalloid for hypotension or a lactate level equal to or greater than 4 millimoles per liter. That's the 3-hour bundle. Within the first 6 hours of having a patient with suspected sepsis, clinicians should, 1, apply vasopressors for hypotension that does not respond to initial fluid resuscitation, or maintain a mean arterial pressure equal to or greater than 65 millimeters of mercury. 2, if arterial hypotension persists despite volume resuscitation or initial lactate is equal to or greater than 4 millimoles per liter, measure central venous pressure and measure central venous oxygen saturation. And finally, remeasure lactate if the initial lactate level was elevated. Each hospital sepsis protocol may be customized, but it should meet the standards listed in the bundles. The Surviving Sepsis Campaign has created implementation kits with posters, pocket guides, bundle cards, lapel pins, and a list of resources to aid your implementation efforts using the most recent edition of the International Sepsis Guidelines. Please see the resources link below the video on this page and help us protect more patients by implementing the Surviving Sepsis Campaign bundles and recommendations in your facility. Thank you.